because we, the wealthy people who used to be wealthy, lived in our church family, they lived in a lot of the, you know, that's some area, that's a housing problem for homes and all that sort of thing. So anyway, and I don't know of any other extremely wealthy man who's ever lived in a neighborhood, except it was industrial or commercial. Dr. Martin lived on Florida Street, and of course his home was no longer there. And his brother lived on Kentucky Street, and that's all over slum now.
You see, I mean, things have just changed so in recent years, it's just almost next to impossible to give an accurate account of those things that you have some, because in the Lamoille College area, beginning Mount Lamoille to the south, and as far east as College, and as far north as the railroad, and west, I suppose it's 3rd Street, not quite to 3rd Street, yes, almost to 3rd. This was a predominantly Negro neighborhood. It still is, but it was well-to-do. It's just another neighborhood. It's strictly black neighborhood.
What are some of the well-known places around here, especially in the city limits, like not necessarily tourist attractions, but really well-known places?
From years gone by, you mean they have some history, places that we talk about now? They are gone for the most part. Everything is just, well, we used to have, downtown used to have a Denny Moore, as a matter of fact, and this was a place where, it was a place for lunch, and this, for, well, it was exclusive, but the whites going the early years, when it was no longer that, I don't remember, because I was young to work downtown, I can remember having heard his voice and said he was going to Ben and Moore's, and so different others among them, but perhaps Cooper's is about the biggest place downtown, not for lonesome, is the downtown area, because it's located in the corner of North Main. And, of course, Rubilio has a cafeteria, and Rubilio has always been rather famous for foods. And, of course, the others are more recent ones, Piccadilly, Brooklyn Cafeteria, Morrison's now.
How about parks and things like that?
Oh, Overland Park, of course, has a lot of historical background. The zoo and all the embraces there, of course, it's, I guess it's one of the reasons in the time of the team that's about the most historical place. And we have this instinct to go through there. This is damaging, of course, always. We don't have too many places like that. The fairgrounds used to be very outstanding, but now it's going to be Liberty Land. And of course, it doesn't have anything like it. It will be entirely new. But truthfully, look back on the situation. We had a ballpark at one time, it was right next to the hospital on Madison, and that's fine. Everything has been so changed. I think Memphis is the most changed place I can think of. Very few things are here now that were here when I was growing up. I don't know anything. The whole of Beale Street has changed, and this is why I was a little taken aback when they appointed a young Negro 30 years of age as director of the Beale Street Development. Beale Street was gone 30 years ago, even 40 years ago. There was no Beale Street as I knew it. But they saw fit to get this man his job. So this is why we don't, this is why we're so inadequate, I think, where history is concerned. We don't get enough